One of the men whose vote keeps the Prime Minister in power has launched a scathing attack on her handling of the WikiLeaks affair. The former whistleblower and now independent MP Andrew Wilkie says Julia Gillard is showing contempt for the rule of law by failing to give the Australian WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange the presumption of innocence. He says he's disgusted by the Prime Minister's response and her disregard for free speech. The WikiLeaks fallout continued to hit the federal government today, with the Minister and Labour power broker Mark Arbib the latest minister in the firing line. From Canberra, Samantha Hawley reports.
Last week, the Prime Minister came out swinging against the WikiLeaks founder, Julian Assange.
I absolutely condemn the placement of this information on the WikiLeaks website. It's a grossly irresponsible thing to do and an illegal thing to do.
As the days passed, her language softened. During a press conference earlier this week, she said,
"The foundation stone of this WikiLeaks issue is an illegal act."
It was a clarification of sorts. She says the theft of the US cables is the illegal act, while Julian Assange's role is
grossly irresponsible.
The Shadow Attorney General, George Brandis, says Julia Gillard is out of her depth.
The Prime Minister has been extremely clumsy in her language and in the way in which she has, in a clumsy and confused way, addressed this issue.
I am absolutely disgusted at the behaviour of the federal government and of the Prime Minister personally at the moment when it comes to Australia's response to the WikiLeaks issue.
The former whistleblower and now key independent MP Andrew Wilkie has gone much further with his attack against the Prime Minister.
I believe that the Prime Minister is showing a contempt for the rule of law, the way she has ruled out the presumption of innocence, and instead there seems to be a presumption of guilt when it comes to Mr. Assange. That's not how we do things in Australia, and she should know better. And as a lawyer, she should know that she's potentially compromised any legal proceedings that might be brought against Mr. Assange if in fact he makes it to the United States. I believe also she's shown a complete contempt for Australia's sovereignty, the way she has defaulted to the interests of the United States, instinctively it seems, rather than the interests of an Australian citizen. I think she's also shown a complete contempt for the whole idea of freedom of speech.
Mr. Wilkie was more impressed with the approach taken by the Foreign Affairs Minister, Kevin Rudd, before he headed out of the country for an Asian trip.
Mr. Assange is not himself responsible for the unauthorised release of a quarter of a million documents. The Americans are responsible for that.
Mr. Rudd says real questions need to be asked about the adequacy of the United States security systems. Mr. Rudd faced the embarrassing leaked cable yesterday, which revealed the US regards him as an abrasive, impulsive control freak. Today, it was another minister's turn to feel the heat. In the latest cable printed in the Fairfax Press, the federal minister and Labor Party power broker Mark Arbib has been revealed as a secret source of information for US diplomats. Mr. Arbib is on leave, but in a statement says he's publicly known as a strong supporter of Australia's relationship with the United States.
Well, I'm not going to give a running commentary on the leaking of these confidential cables.
With Julia Gillard currently on leave, the acting Prime Minister is Wayne Swan. The cable also shows Mr. Arbib provided information to the Americans on inside Labor politics, including on Kevin Rudd's hopes to stop a leadership challenge against him.
What I'm saying is I'm not going to comment on the speculation of the material that is contained in the cables, but nobody can accurately say whether these reports are an accurate record of conversations that may have taken place.
Has Mark Arbib been asked to explain what's happened?
Well, I've just said to you that I don't think anybody can assume that just because something is in a diplomatic cable, that the reportage in that diplomatic cable is accurate or well-grounded or in context. There are literally thousands upon thousands of conversations that take place between individuals who are in public life.
The acting Prime Minister, Wayne Swan, ending Samantha Hawley's report.